Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, brought to you by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. We're here to educate you and empower you with regard to your business website and getting the most out of it. If you have questions about web development, design, SEO, content marketing, PPC, social media, or the general meaning of life and what it all means to your business, please hit us up on Facebook with your questions. Or you can email us at info@minddnd.com, or just hit that big, beautiful, and irresistibly enticing ask a question button to your right on our website. Now, in the spirit of diligent, proper, and appropriately shameless self-promotion, we're giving you your info on the go now, as we're available on iTunes and Spreaker, so we can come with you anywhere and even be a part of your family holiday gatherings. We've been known to spice up a family picnic or two. Hey, we're well into the fourth quarter of the ball game known as 2014, and we know you're looking at how the heck you can make 2015 a better year for your business. So, joining us on our weekly powwow today is our social media and internet marketing swami, Chris Bradley, who's going to make like Boz Skaggs and give you the dirty lowdown on three social media trends that you need to prepare for and be ready for in 2015 in your social media efforts. Chris, as always, it's great to have you here on the show so you can rescue our listeners from having to listen to my blathering for the whole 20 minutes. Thanks for making some time to talk, man. How's it going?
What is up, Mark? It's going real well, real well. Really excited to talk about some social media trends today with our audience.
So what are you seeing here? We've talked about how social is really permeating the search engine algorithms now. And would it be fair to say that these three tips you have are kind of focused on shoring up that social media and making sure that you're getting the most out of that?
Yeah, they are. There are three of them, and one talks about kind of just a reminder that social media is still really important, more important than ever, talking about how social media and search engines play together nice. And also, I dive a little bit into how social media advertising is going to be a huge trend in 2015.
You've been talking about that a lot. So where do you want to start? Which one do you want to start off with?
Sure. I'll probably start with just the fact that social media increasingly influences consumer decisions. And it's 2014, you know, social media is not, it's nothing new. It's becoming more mature. If you would ask 10 of your family, friends, or coworkers if they've ever purchased something after being introduced to it on social media, I'd say there's probably a pretty good chance a couple of them would say yes. I mean, I'm not afraid to admit that that social media has influenced my purchasing decisions several times over the years.
There's no doubt. I mean, if it's something that you're looking for and a friend of yours that you trust has bought the same item or a similar item through a particular vendor, yeah, it's going to affect your decision-making process. It's going to be like, well, you know, this is one of my best friends and they trust this person. So not knowing anything else, I'll trust this person as well.
Exactly. There's been a couple surveys and research projects that have been conducted over the last couple years that have found that consumers' purchasing decisions were influenced by social media. I mean, this is direct research data. Users will often purchase a product after sharing it or liking it on social platforms, especially Pinterest, Facebook, and Twitter. Local advertisers and businesses should make sure that their social media presence is, one, consistent, two, engaging, and three, promotes its products and services. By doing this, they can tangibly drive sales and influence consumer behavior.
Do you find that Pinterest has been gaining more ground because it's so, and yeah, this is a bad pun, but I'm going to say it anyway, so image conscious in that it is so focused on pictures and images.
Yeah, and it's a lot of people using it are in purchasing mode. You know, they're out there, they're looking for ideas, they're looking for recipes, which lead to, you know, grocery store purchases. I mean, the list can go on and on. So Pinterest is a big one. It doesn't make sense for every single business out there, but for the ones that it does, it makes a lot of sense. It's probably time to consider investing in social when planning out your 2015 marketing budget. I mean, this should probably be the year that you take the dive.
All right, so that's tip number one there for you. And what is tip number two?
Tip number two, real simple statement. Social media and search are still bros. And what I mean by that is most in our industry,
we're really down with each other, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, in this topic, most in our industry of touching on this subject would probably talk about how social signals are affecting search rankings. But I'm actually going to take it another direction. I want businesses to think about how social media can increase the awareness of your business and also your products and services. A lot of the search engines get the attribution for the sale, but I think that's kind of unfair. We, the consumers, are often learning about these products and services on social media, and that leads to a search when you're ready to purchase.
Well, as much of an SEO homer as I am, I've got to agree with you on that, because you got to give credit where credit's due.
Sure, sure. Users of social media often suggest different businesses on their social platforms. So they can do this by actually mentioning the business in their status update. They can actually tag your business if you have a presence on that particular social platform, either via tweet or tagging your business on a Facebook status update. This can lead to a search at a later time when they're in purchasing mode. So in other words, if I want to recommend an automotive mechanic locally here, because sometimes we know the quality ones are hard to find. If they're on Facebook, I can actually tag them in the post, and then everybody that sees that post thereafter can actually go to their Facebook page and find out a little bit more information about them. And like I said, probably next time they're thinking, you know what, I need to find a new mechanic, I'm going to search. They're probably going to be top of mind from that social mention, and then they're going to search for them at that time. Another thing I wanted to point out is one of my favorite experts in the industry, Brian Solis, wrote a brilliant article recently where he talks about how awareness and discovery leads to consideration. That awareness that he talks about often happens on social media. Digitally connected customers today are increasing. Yeah, we're increasingly relying on trust before we purchase a product and service, and we'll rely on our social media peers to inform and guide us quickly and efficiently to make confident purchases. It's a great post. I mean, maybe we could put a link to it on our podcast page this week, because it's a great post for anybody
really
to
is.
Read. Yeah. The takeaway from this, Mark, I would say, is while SEO and where your business ranks on search engine results page is still extremely important part of internet marketing strategy, in 2015, it's probably important for you, the business owner, to understand how social media leads to that search and that eventual sale. And yet again, going back to my first topic, it backs up the fact that there's a good chance that you should probably be looking into your social media as part of your marketing plan.
Well, you know, Chris, we were talking about this on Friday, you and me, the pie chart from the 2014 Moz report, where they did a breakdown. I think I'll have a link to this so people can see it as well, too, because that Brian Solis article is awesome. And then the pie chart basically shows a breakdown of the 2014 Moz report and all the factors that go into websites ranking online. And I found it interesting that social media is about 10% of the equation. However, given the fact that Google and all the search engines are starting to factor in social media signals more and more, I would not at all be surprised to see that number at 15 and maybe on the high end, 20%. By the end of 2015, maybe not 20%, but at least 15%, because social media is becoming such a great resource, because it's, I don't know, from an SEO perspective, I look at it and I think you have clicks on social media, just like you have clicks in other social environments. And in these clicks, you have people that are showing great candor in discussing what products they like, what services they like, what products and services they don't like. And if the search engines can pick up on any of this stuff from their standpoint, they can deliver more accurate and more honest results.
Well, I think it's a good point because it just backs up the idea of this is becoming increasingly more important to your marketing and to Google, just like content marketing when it started becoming more popular.
Yeah.
You know, it's becoming increasingly more popular. So now's the time to get in and start thinking about it. But so that when it does, you know, when those percentages do go up, you're already got a nice head start. You're on a path to success already. Don't wait until it's too late.
Now, am I a bad counter or do you have one more tip?
I do have one more. Thank
awesome.
You for asking.
So I have counted properly. I can count to three.
You did. Now, this one's a good one. This is social media advertising. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Instagram. These guys are no longer newbies on the block. Everybody has a business profile now. So the water has certainly gotten a bit more muckier. I'm sure that our listeners have probably heard and are aware that organic reach is becoming increasingly harder to obtain, especially on Facebook. And this is why pay-to-play on social platforms has become mainstream and is something that more businesses are going to have to embrace in 2015. Social advertising is really important if businesses want to continue to increase their visibility on social media and cut through all the noise out there. Facebook is the most popular social advertising network, and it's still relatively affordable, depending on your business goals, of course. I'm amazed at how many businesses are still spending thousands of dollars of their marketing dollars on tiny newspaper ads that are only visible for one day, or they're investing in these horribly poorly produced television advertisements. But they'll balk when you tell them that they have to consider setting aside marketing dollars for Facebook. I mean, we're talking fractions of dollars compared to what they're spending on these traditional advertising options, but they're still like, what? I have to pay for this? It's kind of crazy. And this might be a bold statement. Some people might criticize me for saying it, but I think what I've found over the years is a lot of business owners, they're more comfortable with traditional advertising. So they don't really want to venture into this area. You know, it's like, I'm not comfortable with that. I don't understand it enough. And then on the other side, you got a lot of people who are saying, oh, Facebook advertising, all I got to do is plug in a couple different things and I'm off and running. But yet there is a little bit of an expertise that needs to go into that advertising. You know, you need to put in some thought into your campaign. So, I mean, that leads me into like what I was going to say next, which Facebook has a ton of data about its users. They basically have it because we give it to them. When we create profiles, when we publish info to Facebook, now, all that data is going into a database and they're using it. So the targeting capabilities would probably make most business owners' head spin. To use for an example, if I'm an automotive dealer selling Lexuses and I want to target owners of BMWs with a Facebook campaign, guess what? I can do that very easily using the Facebook ad platform. So, I mean, it's just amazing some of the things you can do in there. And I get excited about it, whereas a lot of people will say, I can't stand that there's Facebook ads on my newsfeed. And I can understand that concern, but it has become an advertising platform. So it's something that we kind of all just have to accept and move on from. The main takeaway from the social media advertising is, you know, the shift to social media advertising has already begun. It's already started happening. So it's time for businesses and nonprofits to embrace that shift. And I think you'll see more of that in 2015.
I think it'd be fair to say, too, that businesses looking at this, there are a lot of people getting into it reluctantly. And you have to put your own personal bias aside. I mean, I'm not real big on the way social media advertising is. However, just like you said earlier, Chris, you said that you have been influenced by it and you have seen those ads come up and you're like, yeah, you know, I am interested in that. I usually wind up cussing every time I click on one of those ads because it's like they got me again.
Yeah.
But exactly. The truth of the matter is it would not be there. It would not be continuing if it was not working. There are enough people who are responding to it to where it is viable for business, and businesses need to at least look into it and how they can make use of it.
Yeah, and just like Google is always updating and improving their algorithm, Facebook's doing the same thing. You know, they're trying to serve up the best possible ads based on your interests as they can. And just so people know, Facebook users can actually go in and click on an ad and say, this isn't relevant to me, don't show me this again, or if you like the ad. And that's going to continue to help Facebook make them smarter.
Well, there you have it, friends. Straight from our own social media and internet marketing swami, Chris Bradley. If you still have any questions, hit us up. info@minddnd.com. Hit us up on Facebook or click the Ask a Question button on our website. Chris, thank you again for coming in today, man.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me. I really enjoy being able to, you know, give some facts to our audience on especially social media, because I know there's a lot of questions out there.
You're listening to the Mind Your Business podcast with Mark Boyd. I'm David Atwood, and Mind Development and Design pays me to say nice things about them. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDnD.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
Welcome back to the Mind Your Business podcast. Great to have that social media insight from Chris Bradley on the first part of the show, don't you think? After all, now is the time to be prepping for 2015. You don't want to leave it till last minute. Now, you know, I owe you all an apology. If you were listening last week to the podcast about 5 steps to dynamite website content, I missed a golden opportunity at the end to give you another idea for your blog posts, because we were, after all, talking about content. I've been trying to work these in wherever possible on the podcast, because it's no easy task coming up with good post ideas week after week. Well, I'm going to make it up to you this week. A few years back, I was discussing this same topic with a former employer and talking about what we could do to give back to the community and or to a local charity, because as a marketer, I recognize the importance of people knowing about what we're doing to give back. But as a human being, I recognize the importance of integrity, the importance of honesty behind the purpose. So in this discussion, the response I got was, yeah, philanthropy's hot right now. Philanthropy's hot. Wrong answer. I honestly could not believe what I was hearing. Do these people really not care so much that they will only engage in philanthropy because it's hot? And that, as you can tell, that's been stuck in my craw for a while, because it's so wrong, and it's so what is wrong with the face of corporate America in general today. It's all about how you look. It's all about how you appear to be, not how you actually are. Yet consumers are getting more and more wise to the truth and whether your actions back up your words or not. And this is not meant to insult anybody who has integrity and has purpose behind their business, but it is meant to ruffle some feathers of people who may not have purpose behind their business. People know that you can tell them anything. They now want to see more proof than ever of what you tell them. Today's consumers are more educated than ever before. So with that in mind, your blog post topic for this week may be a bit of a challenge. I want you to look at your current mission statement and see if it answers this question. Other than making money and providing good service, what is your mission? other than making money and providing good service, what is your mission? What is your purpose behind what you do? Do a blog post on this. Take a good look at your mission statement and scrutinize your own words. Does your mission statement say more than, at ABC Company, we believe in delivering top-notch service because we care, or something like that? People have heard that over and over again. That's all well and good, but it's been said so many times over by too many companies who don't care. So unfortunately, those words are meaningless to most of the people who would read them on your blog. And when you think about it, you shouldn't have to tell people that anyway. Because you're doing what you're doing, people should be able to trust that you actually care about what you're doing and that you have more purpose behind what you're doing than making money, that you do have a heart behind what you're doing, and that you do have a heart for helping people through the service you provide or the products that you provide. Why did you decide to get into your line of work? What attracted you to the kind of business that you do? What do you think you can do to improve your business arena, your industry overall? What are the good things about your industry, and what do you think needs to be better? Most importantly, what do you believe you can do to make a positive difference in your industry, in your business arena? At the end of the day, your prospective clients just want to know how you can help them and that you really, truly do care beyond the capacity to earn money. If your heart is in your business, it will show. And it will really show on your website if you're putting the care into it that you should. I hate most sales training because a lot of it is just glorified manipulation. But there are a handful of valid lessons to be learned. A big one is that people do business with people they know, like, and trust. Your website is an opportunity for your visitors, for your prospective clients, for your prospective customers to get to know you, to get to hopefully like you, and to get to hopefully trust you. Take advantage of your blog page and show the heart behind what you do and how you serve your clients. Not just the nuts and bolts of what you do, but the why behind it. Show the passion behind your business. People want to see this. You have competitors. You have other people who do the exact same thing you do, or who do things that are very, very close to what you do. How do you differentiate yourself from your competition? Not by saying all the same things your competition says, not by just relying on the quote unquote tried and true, but what do you do that sets you apart from your competitors? Let that shine. Let that shine on your blog page. Inform your visitors about that. Take advantage of your blog page to show the heart behind what you do and how you serve your clients. Thank you again for listening to this week's Mind Your Business podcast. Thank you, Chris Bradley, for your social media insight this week. And if you have questions about web development, design, SEO, content marketing, PPC, social media, and what it all means to your business, please hit us up on Facebook with your questions. Email us at info@minddnd.com, or just hit that Fast and Boobus Ask a Question button to your right on our website. And don't forget, we're on iTunes and Spreaker too.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.